The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the first Hard Currency podcast of the new year, our weekly look into the world of currencies. I'm Roger Blitz and joining me is David Bloom of HSBC. And David, FX is already making the headlines with the dollar reaching a 14-year high, followed by the renminbi enjoying its best ever two-day gain. And that's helping to pull the dollar lower across the board. So are we seeing the start of a dollar correction after the post-election rally, or is this thin markets? What do you make of these early days of the new year?
Well, you're right. It's a cracking start for foreign exchange to the new year. And I think the renminbi was starting to weaken a bit too aggressively. If you remember January last year, we had a big renminbi move. Oil price fell below 30. It was pretty chaotic.
I think
the Chinese just don't want that. They don't want to have to come in with their reserves and start intervening to stop the currency from weakening. So they're now using different policy actions, and I think caught the market a bit off guard. As you say, everyone was blindly buying the dollar and they were caught a little bit off guard. So you always get corrections. The market always gets too exuberant. And I don't think this is in any way the end of the dollar rally.
Nothing to stop the Trumpflation trade, is there?
Stand in front of that Trumpflation train at the moment and you're going to get crushed. The dollar's on a roll for the moment. And we've learned our lesson from Japan and from Abe that the dollar will keep going.
Talk us through that. That was Abe coming to power in 2012, promising Abenomics, and the yen rallied for something like 2 years, didn't it?
Well, yeah, so dollar-yen rose aggressively. So Abe comes in, the Bank of Japan doubles the monetary base. Dollar-yen goes from 80 to 105, so like big, big moves. Mm. And then it kind of, the policy starts failing. The Bank of Japan steps on the gas again, goes from 105 to 125. Was it a success? Did it create inflation? No. Did it create growth? No. But that didn't stop the Abe kind of momentum. And that's the same thing we think with Trump. Look,
okay, but will it last 2 years? What's going to be
different? No, I think it'll be truncated. The reason it's truncated is, don't forget, Abe had the Bank of Japan on his side.
Right.
That every time there was policy failure where they promised with the three arrows, fiscal reform, and of course structural reform never really came through. And when it faltered, the Bank of Japan came in again. Here, the Fed is agnostic.
Yeah.
If we get over-exuberant about fiscal policy in the US and they don't deliver, then the Fed won't raise rates as high as the market thinks. So
yeah.
I think by mid-year, our exuberance and our enthralling nature behind Trumpflation will have get a big dampener.
And you read that agnostic tone in the Fed minutes this week, did you?
Yeah, I mean, the Fed said they didn't really know what to make of it. But if there was going to be looser fiscal policy, that needs to be met with tighter monetary policy. And our interpretation would be that would mean a higher dollar.
And there was obviously this big move up to, you know, this 14-year high on the back of this manufacturing data, which was actually underpinned by good manufacturing data elsewhere in the Eurozone, in the UK, in China. Are all boats floating higher?
Yeah, for the moment, the animal spirits have been unleashed post-Trump, and purchasing managers have a lot to do with animal spirits, not just through data. But it's interesting that as they pick up around the world, it's the dollar people want to buy.
Yeah.
You've said it's picked up everywhere. So every time it picks up in a country, you can't buy that currency. So for the moment, it's the dollar that's the winner. Later on, I think the dollar will be the loser, but that's not for today.
When do you think that might come about? Are you looking at mid-year, or is the inauguration of Trump that day, is that key? He's actually doing a press conference next week.
Well, it is key. He said he'd name China's currency manipulator on day one. Nobody believes that, but we still stand there in a little bit of fear. But by mid-year, I think this whole idea of how big the fiscal package is, what he can achieve, the market's going to get over-enthusiastic. Just look at us in FX. We get over-enthusiastic. We get carried away. By mid-year, we'll be carried away. The dollar will be too high, too aggressive. There'll be cheapness everywhere. And I think we move into a Trump-light type situation.
So while this week is about corrections for all sorts of reasons, there is an element of that sense of the Trump disappointment trade in the minds of investors, perhaps.
Yeah, I think there is in the back of our minds. But we know, same with Abe, there was always worries that it would fail. But you don't stand in their way. People who've been looking for inflation, you've got to let them have their day. Every dog has his day. Let them have their purple patch and let it burn out, and then we'll be looking the other way. So although I'm cautious, I'm buying the dollar right now. I'm not standing in front of the Trump train. I got run over by Abe, and I'm not letting that happen to me again.
Be careful when you're out there. Well, what's it like out there for emerging markets, David? Are they all actually better off than they looked in the immediate aftermath of the election?
I don't think so for the moment. I mean, I know commodity prices are starting to rise for some of them, and the ruble's the one that'll go the other way. But I don't think we're ready for EM. You know, people are still worried about the inflation numbers in Turkey that we saw recently. So I don't think it's a time for EM. This is the dollar time. By the second half of the year, when you get Trump light and a bit disappointment and the Fed's not going to raise rates as much, I think by then EM currencies will be really cheap, yields will be high, and then we'll turn the corner. So I don't think we should go scratching. And I think people say, well, it's a consensus trade now to buy the dollar. Well, sometimes the consensus is right. So don't always be a contrarian.
And this week we've had the first victim, if you like, in FX, which is the Mexican peso, which fell to an all-time low, and that's forced the central bank to intervene. This is the continuation of the story post-election. No sign of any respite really there.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing you say, because when the dollar came off following what you said about China and the renminbi trading lower and suddenly the dollar came off, the one currency that didn't seem to know this was going on was the Mexican peso. So they've taken some action, but I think it's very difficult for them. Let's see what Trump brings. Let's see what he brings to Mexico. Let's see what happens with NAFTA. So the story for Mexico is still not a very good one as far as the US is concerned. And so I think we've got to get Trump's inauguration out the way and let's see what he really stands for.
And a quiet time this week for the euro and the yen to some extent. What are you expecting out of their central banks coming up?
Well, it's quiet as dollar yen going for roughly 118 and a half to 116 practically overnight. I mean, that's just showing there's sex and violence everywhere in FX at the moment. I think the yen is the perfect antithesis to the dollar, because I think obviously the Bank of Japan are anchoring rates at zero, and the higher rates go in the US and the more Trumpflation belief there is, the greater the interest rate differential it'll be against Japan, because the Bank of Japan have anchored rates at zero. And therefore, it's the yen, to me, that's the perfect counterbalance of the dollar. If you believe in the dollar, you sell the yen. If you don't believe in the dollar, you buy the yen. It's the perfect match. Because unlike Europe, which has elections, with the UK, we've got Brexit, with all sorts of countries, they're idiosyncratic ideas. But with Japan, I think that's a pure mirror representation of the dollar.
And just finally, David, a lot of political movements regarding Brexit and the UK this week, but no clear direction as a result of that on sterling. Again, it's early days, but is there a sense that the market may be taking a slightly longer, more phlegmatic view about sterling with regard to Brexit developments?
Well, I think we're waiting to find out what the policies really are, and we're waiting for the article to get triggered. We're waiting for the appeal on the court case. There are lots of big events out there. We're trading at roughly 123. That's pretty low. And I think we're stuck in the 120, 125 range until something new and different breaks. And that's not yet. But when Article 50 gets triggered and we start finding out, I think we could get some big movements in sterling again.
Won't be long now. Maybe just a week
or so. Yeah, I mean,
we're
looking, because of the current account deficit and from the accounting point of view, we think cable could fall to 110 by the end of the year.
Okay, my thanks to David Bloom of HSBC. So Donald Trump is holding that press conference on Wednesday. We'll be looking at the reaction to that at next week's Hard Currency. Join us for that. Goodbye.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.